Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is Christina Paxman from Minot State University. Christine, tell us what you do at Minot State University and just a general hello.
Well, thank you again for having me today. I am an assistant professor of broadcasting and professional communication, and I specialize in two different areas. I work in both public relations and communication.
Christina, let's talk a little bit about the program that Minot State offers. You and I were talking earlier, and I had asked you about graduates that we might know of that worked in the area here, and right away you mentioned Sean Sidma.
Yes, correct.
Do you have many people that go into the radio end of things?
We do have some, yes. So we have a recent graduate right now. Katie Moore works at iHeartMedia. We have a handful of graduates right now in the Minot community and elsewhere that go into work in radio.
One reason I ask that is since I was about 13, I wanted to be a disc jockey. And coming from a fairly influential family, when I found out what a disc jockey makes, I decided I better do something else.
Okay, yes.
Has that scene changed that you know of?
Somewhat. So what we're seeing, we see across the board, communication and broadcasting still hold strong. They hold their own very nicely with other college majors. So oftentimes we see starting salaries in the mid-30s. Sometimes in mass-mediated positions, we'll see starting salaries a little bit lower, but where the data indicate that broadcasting and communication majors are really great at advancing in their positions. And so oftentimes we see a high rate of promotion and salary increases. And we also know that the field is not exclusive to just TV or radio now. And so with the way that mass media has changed with the internet, with social media, there are so many new positions now as well. Oftentimes they're very high skill based, more lucrative. And so it's not uncommon to see salaries for those positions for a beginning professional, sometimes in the 50s or 60s for, say, a communication specialist or a social media specialist.
One reason I ask, too, is that we just recently filled a position here at K-Hart, but it took a long time to find somebody to step into that position. And I think a lot of people don't realize that the voice on the air is a very small part of the position. There's a lot to go with it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we work with in our program, is really training students to have a broad skill set. And so they focus on everything from content creation with voice work to video creation to writing. And that really gives them a firm footing for a variety of careers.
When we were talking before, we talked a little bit about just explaining the program and what kind of focuses, and that's what we're discussing right now, really.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed is that in the many, many interviews I've done over the 3 years, you're the most well-spoken.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I try to represent our department well.
My son and I have joined Toastmasters.
Oh, fine.
And I would like to throw out there that if you think any of your students should join Toastmasters, please send them to us.
I will.
And they can at least come and hear what we do and how it could benefit them in their broadcasting profession.
Definitely. Yes, I would gladly pass that on to them. They're always looking for more opportunities. And speaking is really such a big part of our profession, whether you're in traditional broadcasting or public relations and communication.
I know at the Bismarck Toastmasters Club, they have many students involved.
That's great to hear. And I'm actually teaching a course on advanced public speaking this semester. And so maybe that's a chance for some collaboration in the future, because they are looking to really up the ante in that course. They're giving much longer speeches, much more advanced speeches, and a lot of the time they're working with no notes or very minimal notes.
The advanced public speaking course that you're teaching, that's a new one, isn't it?
You know, it's not a new one, but this is going to be a new class for me at Minot State.
Okay.
So I've been fortunate enough to teach a number of classes, and this is something I actually haven't taught in a decade. And so I'm excited to come back to this. It's the first time that I'll be teaching it here at Minot State. And I've really revamped the course. And so we're doing a lot of fun contemporary things related to sort of the age of speaking now. And so, for example, one of the things they're going to be doing is analyzing TED Talks and what makes a great talk, what inspires you, and then they're also going to be delivering their own TED Talk as well.
I just posted a blog post with a TED Talk that I embedded in it because it was really awesome.
Okay, excellent.
And I think I actually found that particular TED Talk on the Toastmasters International website.
Okay.
But yeah, very cool. You are not alone in this department. Who do you work with? What do they do?
I work with Neil Roberts, who's an associate professor of broadcasting and professional communication. And so Neil and I, our department offers four different areas of focus for students. And they could pick one of those areas, or they can actually pick more than one. So a lot of our students take that route. Neil specializes in television and radio work. So that's that traditional broadcast production, but of course, ever-changing and becoming more diverse. We also offer focus areas in journalism, public relations, and communication. But Neil has been teaching here at Minot State for 25 years now. He has a background in broadcast media, so he worked as a news director for a number of years. And for almost 20 years now, he's actually run his own company called Forward Communication and does a lot of radio work. So he does a series on the Twins as well as the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
And so Neil brings a wealth of professional experience. He always has his hands in what's going on in the industry, which is really helpful. He has a lot of connections for students in the community and involves students in a lot of his work. But we also, with that said, we offer a lot of student-run work in our department. And so that's where our focus really comes in, is Neil and I collaborate on a lot of hands-on learning. And we have a number of other faculty who work with us. So, for example, faculty who specialize in something that we don't, we bring them on board and they might teach one class a year so that our students can work with a professional in the field where they really are the expert in that topic.
When you talk about the students getting some hands-on work, MSU does have a radio broadcast as well as a television broadcast. Can you mention how our listeners might find those?
Yes. So to tune in, listeners, if you have Mid-Continent Channel 19, you can tune on to that on your television station. And that is actually the City of Minot's local access channel. And they have been generous enough to let us run that station for them. And of course, in return, we strive to give back as much as we can to the community. So we gladly air PSAs and things of that nature to really make sure that we're doing our part for the City of Minot. But you can tune in 24 hours a day. Our radio station is running live alternative music. And then that changes to a handful of different television programs during the school year. And so coming up in just a few weeks here, every Thursday at 5 o'clock, we air our live student-run TV show, MSU Inside Out. And that is a soft magazine style show in which students broadcast the news, they complete interviews, and this is with people both on and off campus. So it's really a great snapshot of what's going on each week in our community. And then they also provide weather forecasting. And all of the staff members there are students, everyone behind the camera or in the control room. And I'm excited to share that they're also working off a brand new HD system that we just purchased.
Oh,
and
neat.
So, yes, that is also excellent because it allows students to then transition to the private sector seamlessly. And oftentimes we're finding now this is technology that a lot of stations don't even have yet. And so our students are really helping to pave the way in that respect.
You mentioned something that brings up a question. I hope doesn't catch you off guard here, but the PSAs.
Yeah.
There's probably several organizations that just heard that and thought, will you do a faith-based PSA?
That's a great question. So that's something I would defer that question to our studio manager. But certainly if it qualifies for a PSA, there are certain criteria as far as what qualifies. So for example, one of the delineating factors professionals look at is the organization trying to sell anything, right? We can't even provide advertisements, but there are ways of still advertising. So in the end, a PSA is designed to share with the community local news and events. So it might be something like a fundraising event for an organization, and those types of things are within the realm of PSAs. And so I would say to get in contact with us at the department, and we'd gladly talk.
Sure, it'd be on a one-to-one basis.
Yes.
Also, as a member of the Downtown Businessmen's Association, mm-hmm. I'm sure they would like to run some PSAs on there as well, too.
Right.
Christina, I don't have cable, but I'm well aware of what's probably your most watched broadcast, which
okay.
I would assume would be the auction that MSU
yes.
does every year.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a really fun event. And so that is held every year during the holiday season. And this is another live student-run production. It's most definitely our signature event. And it's been going on for 20 years now. So it started as a small-scale effort for students to fundraise and really pay their way to professional conferences to present all of this work they're doing here in the department. And in a nutshell, what happens is this is aired on Midco Channel 19. And information about it can be found on our website, kmsuauction.com. So in late November or early December, we have auction night, and we work with a lot of generous businesses in the area who have been kind enough to donate their products and services to this cause. Our students get to know them really well, and then they put those items together in holiday packages that are then auctioned off. So you'll see our students on air showing viewers the contents of those packages, and this can be everything from spa packages to restaurant gift certificates to a set of tires. There are a variety of different things, and then callers call in, and so we have a phone tree set up as well, and they compete. They bid against each other. The highest bidder wins the package. And so that's a really marathon event. Oftentimes we go until midnight, and students have been very successful in raising funds. And what that does, we donate 10% of those funds to a local nonprofit organization each year. The students select that charity, and then those proceeds are also used to fund student conference travel.
Christina, we're running out of time, but there's so much we need to cover yet. As an example, when we're done and this is aired over KHRT radio, then put it on a podcast. We haven't talked about podcasting and how that's blown up over the years and stuff.
Right.
I hope I can have you come back again. And, you know, I just have to make this comment where I myself have a face for radio, but you, on the other hand, you are a television face.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks so much for having me on today.
It's really been fun. And again, I really sincerely hope that you'll come back.
Yes, it would be my pleasure.
Thank you. You've been listening to an interview with Christina Paxman, the Department Coordinator for Broadcasting and Professional Communication at Minot State University. Thank you again for your support, for the emails. And again, if you'd like to email me, it's bob@khrt.com. Thank you again.